Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 206. I am your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track by P.S. I Love You. The name of that song is called Sentimental Dishes, and that's on the band's new album, Death Dreams, which came out on May 8th on Paper Bag Records, a band out of Kingston, Ontario there. Caught them a few years ago at Sappy Fest and really enjoyed them. Kate is in love with that album. It may be a bit too noisy for me, but man, Paul Salnier, the singer and guitarist there, he knows how to write some incredible riffs, and he's quite a shredder too. So we'll start things off there, and it just gets better. I've got a track coming up next by Brendan Benson. The song is called Here in the Deadlights.
Crank it up for me.
Here in the deadlights of no man's land.
You know, that's like catching up with an old friend, isn't it? That is Lucero with the track Real Boy. That's on the album Seize the Light, which came out March 27th on Hardly Art Records. Lucero is the project of Kickball Katie Goodman of Vivian Girls, based out of Brooklyn, New York. And she's currently on tour. I just started that off and following her on Twitter, where she's very entertaining. The album is good. I think it mines a lot of the same late 50s, early 60s female singer territory that she and him does, but there's lots of interesting things to be had on that Lucero record. Sadly, I won't get to see her live. She's coming nowhere near Kansas City. Before that, we heard from Brendan Benson with the song Here in the Deadlights. That's on his album What Kind of World, which he just released on his own label on April 21st. He is known for being the other half of Raconteurs along with Jack White. I really like this album a lot. It's great power pop, and the chorus of that song we played there, just fantastic, blows my mind, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Evidently, this is his fourth solo album, and I need to check out the other three because I'm a big fan. And that's pretty much how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. Whatever enters my collection is going to enter the podcast, and you're going to hear all about it. Hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Continuing on with some new music here. This is a song by Ramona Falls. It's called Archimedes Plutonium.
My love. Tony Young.
Let's spend all our savings now.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That is the band Fawn with the song Hip Parade. That is the B-side of the band's single Pixels, which came out April 24th on Quiet Scientific Records. Fawn is a band out of Detroit, Michigan, who have some very modern things going on there, but when those vocals kick in and just kind of jar you like that, it's kind of cap and jazzy, which makes me very, very happy. Before that, Ramona Falls with the song Archimedes Plutonium. That is on the band's album Prophet, which will be released May 15th on Barsic Records. That is a project of Brent Knopf from Menomina. That album has a lot of different things going on it. Some of them are fantastic and some go over my head, much like the Menomina project, I guess. So pop on over to iTunes or Amazon or Spotify. Do you use Spotify? I think everyone but me does. And see if that's something that might appeal to you. We're running out of time, so let me quickly look at the concert calendar. Let you know that on the 15th, Deer Tick will be playing the Granada. The 16th, Grant Hart is at the Record Bar. I will be around the 27th for Best Coast at the Granada. And the 28th, Class Actress at the Riot Room. And then on the 31st is that Glenn Danzig Doyle show where they'll be playing Danzig and Misfit songs at the Uptown. Last weekend I caught tennis, and you can find photos and video of that show on the Too Much Rock website. I guess I should wrap things up now. I'll let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 206. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Phenomenal Hand Clap Band, a band out of New York that's loosely associated with the disco revival, though I think their current album, Form and Control, which came out February 14th on Tummy Touch Records, has a lot more going for it than that. It's got a lot of things happening, and most of them are really, really good. So we're going to end with a track that is not a disco track from them, but has some of those nuances, I guess. It's called Shake. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Color ready. boy.